today's truth, the other Shemiz Loch, and the Flamin of the days.
Tell me the Banan Zakti, what about your Mayim, Shinaz Gal, the water that was left open, never mind not drinking it, but there are other things that you ought not to do with it. So he said, Lo Yishavchim, Mishas Rabin, don't pour it out to the street. The concern being a person can pass by barefoot, and somehow the Zanim is going to work its way through his toes into his flesh, and should that happen, there is no refuah. Lo Yarbitz Behenes Abayis, don't sprinkle it onto the floor of the house. Sometimes when you would want to keep the dust down, so people would sprinkle some water. Well, don't use water that was left open. Lo Yigabul Behenes Atit, don't use this water that was left open to mix the mortar with. Lo Yashkemen Lo Behemtev Lo Behemes Chaveroi, and don't allow either your behema or your friend's behema to drink from it. Lo Yirchitz Ben Pon of Yad Avadaglav, don't wash your hands and feet with this water. Acheir Maimrim, Makim Shiyesh Sirta, a part of the body where there's a crack or an opening, Aser, it is also to use this water over there. However, Ein Sirta, if it's just plain skin, Mutter, because it won't work its way through the skin. So what we're really concerned for, even if there isn't an opening where it's going to go through internally, but if there's a crack, meaning if there's like a fold where it's not going to run off, but it's going to remain stagnant, it's going to stay there, then eventually it could begin to eat its way through. By saying it depends whether or not there's a fold over there that's going to hold this, whether there's some type of an opening or a crack, he's essentially saying the same thing the Tanakhama said. Because what did the Tanakhama say? The Tanakhama said, don't wash your face, hands, or feet. Why the face, hands, or feet? Because in between one finger and the other finger, in the palm of a hand, there are different cracks. You have the ears, you have the mouth, where it's even worse, where could mamish go in internally? So Achayim isn't really adding anything to the words of the Tanakhama. He seems to be reiterating what the Tanakhama is saying. And for the Gemara, Ikka Benayu, the nafkamina between the two of them would be Gavi Yad Gavi Rego, the back of the hand or the back of the foot, Verumne Diapi, in the upper part of the face. In other words, the Tanakhama says, I don't want you to wash any part of your hands, feet, or face with this. Even the smooth parts. Even the parts that have no openings or folds or cracks. Achayim says, no, they were not worried. As long as the water will wash itself off right away, I'm not concerned about any possible venom doing damage. On Rum Nedaapi, Rashi gives us the French word pumila, which translates to the cheekbones. In other words, the part of the face on the side of the eye, where the water would just go smoothly down, there are no openings, no folds, no cracks. Amar Mother Rebbe said before, Lo Yashke Mehen, Lo Behemten, not his own behemah, but Lo Behemah's Chaveroi. Frek to Gemara V'yatanya, but we let Nebrai Sabal Mashkeu, Lo Behemah Satsmai, that you can feed the water that was left open to your own behemah, and for the Gemara, Kitanya He, that you can, Lashunra, that's to your cat. Cats are immune to the poison of the snake. Frek to Gemara, Yachi, Abizai, the Chavinami. So why does it say you can only feed it to your own cat, but not to your friend's cat? If the cat is immune to it, and the cat eats this, so why can't you even feed it to your friend's cat? And for the Gemara, the Chavir, the problem with the friend's cat is that Kachish. Initially, it may get weaker. For the Gemara, so the Deinami Kachish. So that's the same reason you shouldn't feed it to your own cat. And for the Gemara, Hadabari. Initially, it may get weaker, but it recovers completely. For the Gemara, so the Chavir, Nami Hadabari. So the same is true for his friend's cat. Manoshach, I don't see the difference in your own and someone else's. And for the Gemara, Zin in the boiler's Vuna, Umasid Leimine. Given that this is the situation, that the initial reaction is that it deteriorates a little bit, and then it recovers, so with your own animal, it's not a problem. But with someone else's animal, what if he just so happens wants to sell it before the time period goes by that it's going to recover? So your friend's going to have a loss. So you know what your plans are, but you may not know what your friend's plans are. And therefore, you shouldn't engage in something that is initially going to weaken his animal, even though you know that it's going to completely recover. Amr of Asi, Amr of Yoichanan, Meshumr of Yehuda ben Seir. Shloish Yain is saying there are three different types of wine. Yain Nesach, that's Osir Bahanoah, wine that was actually poured for Nevada Zara. It's Osir Bahanoah, Metama Tumas Chamura Bekazayas. Tumas Chamura Bekazayas means it's like Tumimis. It's Metama not only if someone touches it, it's also Metama a person if he carries it without touching it, or he's in the same oil as it, just like a mace. How do we know this? Rashi iskish takruvus avedus kechavim lemes. Nice. But that's wine that was actually poured to the avedus zar. We're going out to the top of lamed aleph and lamed aleph. Stam yayin from an akum. Osir bano. We also say that it's osir bano. Rashi says over here is a gzeir of yayin nesach. We discussed yesterday some of the shaynim hold that you actually have to break it up.
the Yisr Hana is the Gzeira Mishum Yayin Nefech, whereas the Yisr Shafiyah is the Gzeira Mishum Dineseya. Whatever the case may be, this is of a lesser degree, and therefore we say that it's not Metame. If you have a Kazayah Sovah, we don't say that it's Metame Mamash Lakanes, rather, O Metame Tumas Mashkin Dirazis. This is how Rashi learns. Let's see the Rashi inside. O Metame Tumas Mashkin. It's the second Rashi on the Amid Aflamid Aleph Meral. Metame Tumas Oichmanu Mashkin. Kitaris Mashkin Tumas Eretz. So there's the same halacha, it appears, at least this is the way Tosis learns, it appears that Rashi is saying it has the same halacha as any other mashkin that touches a sheretz. What is the halacha with that type of a mashkin? She'ena metame odom v'kelim. It can't be metame odom v'kelim. Only an avatumah can be metame odom v'kelim. But this is a v'lata tumah. This comes from a secondary source of tumah. And therefore, what could it be metame? Ela oichun a mashkin. Only oichun a mashkin. The shiurin and the shiur l'kabel tumah is b'reviyas halug k'chal tumas mashkin, like all other tumas mashkin. You have to have at least a reviyas in order for it to be susceptible to receive the tumah. So again, Tosafot says, it seems that Rashi is saying that the stam yayin doesn't have any tumah on its own unless it touched the sheretz. So the obvious kasha is, so what's so unique about this? And why is it different than anything else? Any mashkin, when it touches the sheretz, becomes tumah. Fine. What does that have to do with the fact that it's stam yayin? Furthermore, Rashi seems to be telling us over here that the shiur for mashkin to be able to be susceptible to tumah is a revius. You have to have at least a revius of mashkin there. But Tosafot disputes that. Tosafot shows that mashkin becomes tumah even if it's less than a revius. And therefore Tosafot learns that when the Gemara gives us the second stage over here of stam yayin, the tumah of stam yayin isn't because it touched the sheretz. The tumah of stam yayin is there because it's stam yayin. The Rabbanon gave it a tumah. Now we find in other places when the Rabbanon established a tumah, which is not based in a deraisa, they gave it a shear of there has to be a minimum of a revius. If there's less than a revius, it doesn't become tummy. So by learning this way, we have answered both kashas. A, it is unique to stam yayin. It's tummy even if it doesn't touch a sheretz. And B, the reason that it's a revius is because it's a special tumah. It's a Rabbanon tumah for stam yayin. So those are the first two of the three madregas of wine. Again, mamash yayin nesach that is metame kemes, stam yayin, which means wine that an Akum owned, however, he did not pour it actually for Avodah Zarah. That's also Asur Bahanoah, and it's metame tumas mashkin derziyas, a lesser degree of tumah. Now we have a third madrega of wine. Hamafkid yeinoi eitzel oiv kechav. The Gemara is going to explain this a little bit more in detail in the upcoming lines, but essentially we're saying now that this is wine that always belonged to a Yid, that never officially belonged to the guy, but the Yid trusted the Akum to hold on to the wine for him. Asr b'shtiyah, it is asr to drink this wine. However, mutter b'hanah, it is mutter to have hanah from. The Gemara is soon going to explain that the Yid had at least, we're going to have a machlokes about this, but the Yid had at least one chaysim on it, one special seal that the Akum would have to break and forge if he really wanted to touch the wine. Now the emissary says this, it's hard to understand this. What does the Yehuda and Seir hold? Is he concerned that the Akum would break into the wine or not? Because L'chayim M'manavshach, where does he come to the conclusion that it's half kosher and half not, sort of? That it's mutter b'yachila but asr b'hana. If he is concerned that the Akum would break in, it should be asr b'hana. If he is not concerned that he would break in, then it should be mutter b'hana. Antithesis, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir is l'shitasai. He is the one who is going to say further on in paragraph Yishmol Daf Nun Testament Beis that if you have Yayin Shal Yisrael that an Akum touched, it remains mutter b'hana even if you know for sure the Akum touched it. And the reason is, if the wine is in front of us and we see the Akum touching it, we know that he didn't pour it in front of his Avodah Zarah. Furthermore, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir holds that a Yid can say to an Akum, you have no right to ask for my wine against my will. So Memela, what's really happening here is that Yehuda ben Seir is concerned that he may break the seal, touch the wine, or drink from the wine, and then put the seal back on and make it look like it was never broken. But even if he did, according to Yehuda ben Seir, it's still Mutter Bahana. Now, should we be concerned that he would break the seal, take the wine, use it for Avodah Zarah, or take the wine and switch it with wine that was used for Avodah Zarah? That much is not chashish. Being the tzaykel tzayf, stam yayin is only an issim midrabana. That's what Tosafot explains. When Tosafot says that this case of the mafkid yayin etzel oiv kechav mezasa b'shtiyah mutter b'hanah, that's referring to a case where there's at least one seal, that's what Gemara is going to soon explain. But right now in the hava nina, it looks like we're saying that a mafkid yayin etzel oiv kechav mezasa b'shtiyah mutter b'hanah, even if there's no seal at all. as long as it's officially my case of wine or my barrel of wine that I'm giving him. Check the Gemara, but Vietnam, we learned in a Mishnah that if you give something to a guy, we have to be concerned that the Arkham is going to switch it for his own. We learned that a masket peiros of eitz loyve kechavim, if someone deposits his peiros by an eitz kechavim, for all practical purposes, when you take it back, you have to assume a rehen ke peiros of shaloyve kechavim, l'shriyas u'lemaiser, whatever the halachas would be, pertaining to shmita to maisers. When you take peiros from an akim that belonged to an akim, applies to these peiros as well. Either it says, but these were my peiros, and I already took maisers from it, but we aren't sure now that these are your payers. You left it by him, and it could very well be that he switched it. Either Zaisa, we should have to assume the same thing with the wine. So how could Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira possibly say that it's mutter b'hanoah? This could very well be wine that belonged to an Akim, or even worse, that an Akim actually poured to Avodah Zarah, and for the Gemara, kigan sheyichud by Karen Zavis. We're talking about a case where the Yid took precautions that the Akim shouldn't switch the wine on him. Either, this is how Rashi and the other Rishonim explain this, either they were in the Yach and the Keren Zavis, a special closet, a special room, a special corner in the house, and they made an arrangement that the Yid's cases are to be stored over here, and the Yachin gives the Yid a key. That's a statement that officially I won't even walk in over there. That belongs to you until you pick it up. Or they made some other type of seal. But the point is there is some type of a preventive measure that was taken over here. Now, we all know that no lock is burglar-proof. We all know that anything could be broken open and forged, but it puts things into a different perspective. The shaila is it kedai for the Akim to do it? Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira feels under these circumstances, we're going to be very limited in the type of issa we're going to place on this when he takes it back. If you're so sure the Akim didn't touch it, so the shtiyanamilish tree should be mutter even to drink. Now, where do we have a makar for this? That as long as you have a seal on it, it should be mutter even to drink. The Rabbi Yochanan iklu leparit. Rabbi Yochanan came to Parit. Parit was the city of Bar Kappara. Although, by the time Rabbi Yochanan came there, Bar Kappara had passed on already. Omar, however, Rabbi Yochanan said, coming to this city, knowing that the Halakha Tana lived there, so he wanted to hear a halacha from that Tana. Omar said, Klum yesh mishnas Bar Kappara. Is there a halacha here from Bar Kappara? Tunnelator of Tamchim de Minparit, so the Tamchim de Minparit said, yes, I remember a halacha that Bar Kappara said. He said that a mafkid yeino yetzaloi v'kechavim, if someone deposits wine by an v'kechavim, mutter b'shtia. It is mutter to even drink the wine. In other words, we assume that the Akim did not touch it. Kariyalei, said of Yechner recited, the pasig over here, makim sheyipol eitz sham yu. Wherever the tree falls, that's where it shall be. As if to say, Bar Kappara lives on. Frek the Gemara, Bar Kappara lives on, but the fact is, the reality is that he already passed to a better world. Elinor means Sham Yu Peirois of. The Peirois, the fruits of the tree that fell off the tree, continue on. Here too, Bar Kappara lived over here. And when the Chachamim want to know what Bar Kappara said, who do they ask? They ask the people of the city, who learned from him, who heard from him, who watched him, who lived around his hanhagos. They are the ones that have absorbed his very way of life. We still have to come on to them. The Talmud Chacham still leaves his mark. In any event, we see over here that if there was some type of a seal, and we assume surely Bar Kappara was referring to a case where there was some type of a seal, we see that if you are mafkid your wine by an akim with some type of a seal, it's mutter even b'shtia. So don't tell me that Rabbi Yehuda in Seir's case of the third madrega of wine is referring to a case where there was a seal, because he says it's Aser B'Shtiyah. And to the Gemara Amar Rav Zeir Loi Kashya. You should know that there's a machlokes Tanaim about this. Ha Rabbi Eliezer, Ha Rabbana. One was according to the Pesach of Rabbi Eliezer, and the other was according to the Pesach of the Rabbana. The Tanya, if we learned in the Braisa, Echad Alekeach, whether one purchases, the Echad Hasaycha, whether one rents, buys a house, the Chatzerish Alevet Kichavim, in the courtyard of an Evet Kichavim, Imalu Yain, and he fills it up with jugs of wine, or barrels of wine. Umavteach Alechaisem, and there is a key or a seal, Biyad Yisrael, in the hands of Israel. Rabbi Eliezer Matir, Rabbi Eliezer says it is mutter for the Yisrael even to drink the wine. He relies on the one seal. And that is also the sheet of Bar Kappara, to rely on one seal, like Rabbi Eliezer. The Chacham, however, say that one seal is not enough to be matrit b'shtiyah. It's enough to be matrit b'hanoah, but not enough to be matir the shtia, and that is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir, who puts this into the third category of a maskid yeni etzlev kechavim, which is also b'shtia umotir v'hano. Now, once again, Rashi learns that it's one of the two. Either he got a key, which is in the place of a chaysim, or there was no special designated area in the house, but instead there was a chaysim, there was a seal on the barrel itself. The Rashba doesn't learn that way, Agav. The Rashba learns that the Gemara means both. There was a mesteach and a chaysim. And that's to do with the different gears in the Gemara. One more ha'ara. In the example here of this particular machlokes in Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham, we say that the Yid actually purchased or rented the place in the chatzar of the Eved Kechavim. Now, previously we said that the Eved Kechavim designated a corner or a closet for him. We didn't necessarily say that he rented the place. The Ritva says that Enochanami, Rabbi Eliezer would be master it even if the Yid didn't officially buy or rent the place. The reason the Gemara uses this example is to show that the Rabbanan are so machmir that even under these circumstances, they say, it's still not mutter v'shtir. As I state in the Ritva, one more ha'ar he makes before we go weiter. We said that the Yid rented a chatzar or rented a place and filled it up with wine. We're assuming the Yid doesn't live there. If the Yid lives there, then there would be different halachas. Then it would be much more lax, because obviously there would be less of a chance that the Akum would tamper with it. But right now, again, we have here Machlokes Tanoim. We have Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir and Rabbanan. Both of them hold that if there is a chaysim echad, it is Aser b'shtia u'mutar b'hano, and then we have the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer in Bar Kapara, that if there's a chaysim echad, that is even mutar b'hano. Zok the Gemara weiter, Amar Rav Chiya b'reider Rav Chiya b'anachmeini, Amar Rav Chizda Amar Ra, the Amila, others say it was Amar Rav Chizda Amar Ze'iri, the Amila, others say a third version is it was Amar Rav Chizda, that Amar Li Abba Bar Chama, that Hachi Amar Ze'iri, that halachik Rabbi Eliezer, the halachas like Rabbi Eliezer, that if you have a chaysim echad, it is mutar even b'shtia. Tractisis, but we have Gemaras later where Rav requires a chaysim b'tai chaysim, a double seal, or one seal is not enough. So Taisis discusses this issue, and essentially there are two tirutim in Taisis. One tirut is it could be that the double seal is necessary not for an akum, but for a Yisrael chashit, for a Yisrael who unfortunately we cannot trust. Over there you need a double seal because the Yid may take more of a liberty to tamper with the wine, thinking that people trust him, living in the illusion that people trust him more. Or it could be, when does Rav require a chaysim? But the chaysim, Taisa suggests, that is when a Yid sends wine or holds wine by an Akum, and it's another Yid that's going to come and pick it up. So that here the Akum takes more of a liberty to tamper with it, because although the second Yid may have been given instructions as to what the chaysim is supposed to look like, but the fact is he never saw it, and the Nela would be much more difficult for him to detect a forgery, to detect whether it was broken and then resealed. Sakti Baravaita Amar Rabbi Elazar. This is a different sheet. This is not the Rabbi Eliezer who was matir b'chaysim echad. This is Rabbi Elazar. Hakol nishtamer b'chaysim echad. For everything, one chaysim is enough. Chutz min hayayin, except for wine. She'ein nishtamer b'chaysim echad. One seal is not enough when it comes to wine. You need a double seal. But Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, afilu yayin nishtamer b'chaysim echad. Even wine. As long as you have one seal, it is enough. And the Gemara adds, for light plague, you should know these two sheets don't argue. But Hak Rabbi Eliezer, Hak Rabbanan, Rabbi Yochanan, who says one seal is enough, you can even drink it afterwards, that's the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Elazar, who is Machmir, and says you have to have a double seal, that is the sheet of the Rabbanan. So what exactly do we mean when we say V'loi Pligi, they don't argue? They do argue, Tarsus explains in the first pshat. Rabbi Yochanan passes like Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Elazar passes like the Rabbanan. But the Gemara means V'loi Pligi, they don't argue as to what any one particular Tana holds. They simply argue as to whom we paskin like. There's a big difference. Or you can say even more, suggests Taisus. The Loi Pligi, they don't argue at all. Everyone paskins like Rav, who said you don't need a chaysim b'tai chaysim. These Amiroim here weren't arguing lehalacha. Rather, each was explaining a respective sheet of a Tana. Rabbi Elazar was explaining the sheet of the Chachamim, and Rabbi Yochanan was explaining the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. In terms of how we paskin like, so we just learned. Rav paskins like Rabbi Eliezer, that it's mutter. Ikediyam, the others say, Amar Rabbi Elazar, hakal mishtamer b'chaysin b'tai chaysin. In other words, all other things are adequately watched. If you have a double seal, chutz min hayayin, with the exception of wine, she'ein mishtamer b'chaysin b'tai chaysin. Even a double seal is not enough for wine. This is obviously very different than the first version of Rabbi Elazar, where he said everything else requires one chaisim, but wine requires a chaisim b'ter chaisim. Now he's saying everything else requires a chaisim b'ter chaisim, and for wine, even a chaisim b'ter chaisim is not enough. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, afilu yayin, that even wine, mishtamer b'chaisim b'ter chaisim, a double seal will do, v'tavayu, and both of these shitas, kirabanan, are working with the sheet of the rabbanan in general, who hold that when it comes to wine, one chaisim is not enough, contrary to Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer holds even one chaisim is enough for wine. Now the mice, if they hold like the rabbanan, so don't the rabbanan say for sure that a chaisim b'ter chaisim is enough? And to the Gemara, that's the point. The Rabbanan never said clearly that a chaisim b'ter chaisim is good. All we had in the earlier case was Rabbi Eliezer was matir to drink the wine, and the Chachamim weren't matir to drink the wine in the case of one chaisim. That's not to say that in the case of a chaisim b'ter chaisim, it would be different. It could be there too, the Chacham would argue. And this is the dispute between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yochanan. Mar Savar, one man the Yomer holds, that's Rabbi Yochanan. They keep pleading the Rabbanan about Rabbi Eliezer. When do the Rabbanan argue with Rabbi Eliezer? And they say that you cannot drink the wine, that's b'chaisim echad, if there was only one seal, like that case over there. Avol b'chaisim b'techaisim, but if you had a double seal, shara would be muta. Umar savar, whereas Rabbi Eliezer holds, no. When the Rabbanan said you can't drink it, the problem wasn't that there was only one chaisim. Afilu chaisim b'techaisim asri. They would say it's asr, even if it was a double seal. Now here, Tosfos suggests what we mentioned before as a machlokes in Rashi and the Rashba. Why can't we learn that when the Gemara said that there was either a key there and a chaisim, that it's not a key or a chaisim, but it was a key and a chaisim? And indeed, we're talking about a case of chaisim b'tar chaisim. Then you can say that Yechon holds like Rabbi Eliezer, and when Rabbi Eliezer was matrid, he was talking matrid with a chaisim b'tar chaisim because there was a key and a chaisim. And for Tosfos, and this is Shitas Rashi, then when we said over here, when we illustrated this case of a key or a chaisim, it must mean just that, a key or a chaisim. Had the Gemara meant to say a key and a chaisim, so why make a complicated case? The Gemara would have said that there were two keys, or two chaisamas. That would have left no room for doubt. The fact that we're illustrating this type of a case, that there was a key or there was a chaisim, is that either that's what we mean, either a key or a chaisim. Furthermore, it's the some of the Gerz of Beferish, that it said oy chaisim. So Mefteach Zechaisim lends itself to interpretation, but Mefteach Oichaisim, if that's your guess, so clearly means one of the two and not both. Memela, according to this Ikka de Amri, no one can work out with Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer holds one Chaisim is enough, and the Mechwagis is, what did Rabbanan say? The Rabbanan who dispute Rabbi Eliezer, do they dispute Rabbi Eliezer even if there were two Chasamais, or would they be Maid if there were two Chasamais, then it would be Mutar Bishti. Frek de Gemara, hechi domi chaisim b'tar chaisim. Now give us some practical examples, the mitzias, of what constitutes a double seal. Amar Rava, agne de puma de chazita sharika v'chasina, have a chaisim b'tar chaisim. This is how Rashi explains it. This is how it is mavuyer in the gra, simin kuf lamid, sivkot yud gimel. Agne means he takes a basin or a dish, de puma de chazita, he puts it over the opening of the chalis, it fits on tight, sharika, then he smears it with lime, the chasim. The chasim is explained that we wait for it to dry in order for it to take its form, and that is the chasim. Others explain that Meir is mevayer this, that he has to smear the lime onto the kuf of the chavis in such a way that you can't simply break off the cover without breaking some of the lime that has been smeared onto the actual wall of the chavis. So the chasima indicates that he has to smear the lime in such a way that it goes from the dish down into the walls of the chavis. Have a chaisim b'tar chaisim, this is the chaisim b'tar chaisim. Now where is the second chaisim l'chayr? This is just the first. So the Mefarshim explain that in addition to this dish, you have the regular magufas chavis that is sealed. That's where we have our chaisim b'tar chaisim. Although the Gemara makes no mention of the regular magufas chavis, but that's a given that we understand on our own. This is one example of a chaisim b'tar chaisim. But you have to do it exactly the way Chazal instructed us to do it, as per instructions. If you don't do it that way, then it is not considered a chaisim b'tar chaisim. But this is one of four examples the Gemara is going to give us. Here's the second one. Now, the second example may be less messy, but requires a little bit more talent. Tikula, you take a basket, umihadik, and somehow you slip it like a jacket over the barrel. If you can take this basket and cover up the entire barrel with it, and it snugs into place. It has to fit in perfectly. It should be an extremely difficult task to be able to remove. You would literally have to peel it off. If you can do it that way, have a chayis and mitzvah. But again, only if you can make it real tight. Loi miyadik, if it's not tight, the Yakim can just pull it off. We have a chayisim, it's a chayisim. Again, the Gemara is assuming that the actual Megufas of Chavius is the first chayisim. But in addition to that, we have this basket that covers up the Chavius, that somehow has been pulled down to cover it, and it's not an easy task to remove and then to replace. It's one of those things that you look at and you say that if I take this off, I'll never get it on the way it is to start with. And that is what we want the Akam to think. Now the third chayisim, it's a chayisim. The third and fourth case is that we don't keep the wine in a barrel, rather we keep it in some type of a leather pouch. Noid, that's what it is, that's this pouch, bidiskay. We take the noid and we put it into another pouch. Now the problem is that that's not complicated enough. It's very simple, so all the Yakim has to do is to take the first pouch out of the bigger bag. But what we're going to do to complicate things is, chasimas piv lamata. The first pouch that has the wine in it, we put it into the bag, we're going to put it in upside down. So think about what the Yakim has to do in order to get to this wine. He can't just rip it open. Remember, he has to make it look like it was not tampered with. He has to somehow open the kesher of the outside bag, and then he's going to see the bottom of the inside bag. He's going to have to figure out a way to turn that around, and then to open up the kesher, remove the wine, or replace the wine, and then somehow he's going to have to turn it around again. Because when the Yid opens it up, he too is going to have to see the upside-down bag on the inside. So doing it this way with chasimas piv lamata, have a chayisim b'tar chayisim. On the other hand, piv lamala, if you just put one bag into the other bag, and the bottom bag. So doing it this way, with chasimas piv lamata, with the inside bag being upside down and it's opening to the bottom, have a chayisim b'tar chayisim. This is complicated enough to be equivalent to a chayisim b'tar chayisim. On the other hand, piv lamala, is the inside bag that has the wine, has its opening to the top, even though it's covered in another bag, but lo yaveh chayisim b'tar chayisim. It's just too easy to get to. And finally, the Gemara says, still dealing with the pouches over here, there is a fourth solution. V'chikayet pumei l'gav, when he bends the mouth inside, v'tzayu v'chasim. What happens over here is they would make one knot. We can try to imagine a big puffed up plastic bag. You make one knot, and then we take the whole knot and we tuck it into the bag. And while it's inside, we make a double knot on the inside. Not an easy task, because after he made the outside knot, he pushes it in, flipping it sort of inside out, but it's pressed into the pouch. So if you would look at the top of the pouch, all you would see is the mark of where it's pressed in, but you wouldn't see the kesher anymore. And somehow he works his hands inside and makes another kesher that way, after it was pushed inside out. Now the way the Taz explains this, normally, when we consider something a chayisim, a seal, that means it has to be something difficult to imitate. So if you made the standard knot, that's not a seal at all. Over here, however, being that we took the first standard knot and flipped it in, and on top of that, made a knot that is by no means standard, it takes a lot of talent to make under these circumstances, sort of working with his hand tucked into the bag, so that's enough to render even the first knot complicated now. Because the Yakim looks at this and he says, if I'm going to somehow open this without ripping it, I'm going to have to redo it in the same manner. And the name of the whole thing is the chayisim b'tar chayisim. So the second kasher over here is complicated enough to render even the first kasher complicated. And that's what gives us the right to say this is a chayisim b'tar chayisim. Tani Rabbanan, Zakti Mora Vaita, but Hashem at first, Hayyayim, they said, Yayin shall ain kushi, Osir, Nivnei, Biris, Sarika. Ain kushi was a city where only Kutim lived. However, it was near a city where Rebbe Kechavim lived. The Rebbe Kechavim would come there. So even though the Kutim themselves may have been makdid for themselves, but they were not careful to stop the Rebbe Kechavim from touching their wine. And therefore the wine of Ein Kushi was answered because of the neighboring city of Dekechat. And the Gemara gives two more examples like this. The Shel Berakta, which was also a city of Kutim, Asur Chazal answered the wine of that city, not because we're concerned with what the Kutim may do with the wine, rather we're concerned with what the Dekechat will do with the wine, facing no protest from the Kutim. In Nekvar Parshoi, from the Akim that are going to come from the village of Parshoi, which is nearby. for that matter, Vishal Zagder, the city of Kutim called Zagder, Asr, Chazal said wine that comes from there is Asr, not because of what the Kutim may do to the wine, from the Kfar Shalim. Because of the Yavdikicham that comes from Kfar Shalim, they are going to touch the wine in Zagder, and the Kutim aren't going to stop that. Afterwards, however, Chazal didn't categorically Asr any of the barrels in these cities that the Yavdikicham had access to. Chazal reversed themselves and they gave us more lenient guidelines. They said like this, Chavis Tzuchis, open barrels of Suri Sarasri, because then the Yavdikicham that came from the neighboring villages may have touched them. However, Stumais, if they're closed, Mutaris. What was your opinion to start with when you said that all barrels are asr, even the closed ones, and at the end you're telling me that the closed ones are mutter? And so the Gemara Miyakar Sava, at first we were under the impression that Ein Kuti Makbid Al Maga Oivet Kechavim, that a Kuti simply is not Makbid at all, whether or not an Oivet Kechavim touches his barrel, touches his wine. Leishna Tzuchais, it makes a difference whether it's open, or Leishna Stumais. They would even allow the Oivet Kechavim to open up closed barrels and to touch them. The side of at the end, however, we are of the opinion that kiloi kabed when they're not makbid, that psuchas are the wines that are open already. Astumais makbid kabed. But if it's closed, they're very makbid. So Tzitz asks a very obvious question. The wine didn't come into the barrel with the barrel already being closed. Obviously, they had to close it afterwards. So at the point that it was open, the Yadik Chacham could have touched it. And the answer is, why are the kutim makbid when it's closed? Barrels that are open, they use. Barrels that are closed are normally stocked up for sale. Now, this is the point. Irrespective of what the Kutim themselves believe in, or how they conduct themselves, when they know that they're going to have to sell these barrels of wine to Erlich Yidden, when they have to get the Hashgacha, so to speak, they're not going to take any chances. And therefore, wine that is closed means wine that initially was made with the intent to sell. This is the kind of wine that they're makbid on. They don't want any yid to come along and say, I was in the city of Kutim and I saw an Akim touch this wine. So the fact that it was eventually closed tells us that they were makbid on this even to start with. Frek, the Gemara was too much mutaris. What you're telling me now, as long as the barrel is closed, it is mutabir, and I will ask you a kasha, we turn out stuff, lamed aleph, lamed beth. We learned that Asheleya chavi yeshol yayin, biyad kuti, someone sends a cask of wine. And the kuti is the shliach. Rashi explains we mean even a kuti, but for sure if you would send it in the hands of an Eved Kechavim. So it is necessary to have a chayson, even of the kuti himself, during the kufa that the Gemara is now referring to, because later on we render them complete Eved Kechavim. That's the place we don't even bring this Gemara. But during this kufa, Chazal did not consider the kuti Eved Kechavim yet. So there's no concern that the kuti himself would be the nasach the yayin for a vaydazara, but he's not careful to keep the akum away from it. Therefore, once again, Ashaleh Chavi Yashal Yayin Biyad Kuti, and for sure in the hands of an Akam, the Shaltsir Vishal Marais Biyad Evet Kechavim, and if you're sending a barrel of Tzir or Marais in the hands of an Evet Kechavim, Tzir, Rashi explains, is a kind of liquid that is extracted from fish after you press the fish. It was a very sharp vinegar type of a liquid that could be extracted, and people use it as a dip. Marais is a type of a liquid or a sauce that is made from fish. The Rashi explains that there are two different chashashis over here. With the tzir, we're not concerned that he may add some wine, take out some of the sauce and add some wine, because wine is more expensive than tzir, so he has no reason to do it, he has no incentive to do it. But we are concerned that he may replace the tzir of kosher fish with tzir that comes from non-kosher fish. With the marayas, however, this sauce was very expensive, was complicated to make, and therefore it was possible for him to remove some of it and replace it with wine. Somehow, given the texture or the nature of this, that was something which would be hard to detect. The Akum stands to gain something, there's a profit here in doing that. And therefore we say to the Yisrael that is going to receive any of these three items, whether it is the Chavi Yashol Yayin from the hands of the Kuti, or the Tzir or the Mirayis to the Shliach of the Kichavim, we say to him like this, if you recognize the seal and the way it was closed, then it's mutter, because we know, at least we're reasonably sure that it wasn't tampered with. In lab, if you can't recognize it, and for all you know, this may have been opened and tampered with, Al-Kupanim, getting back to the Chavi Yashol Yayin B'Yakuti, the first of the three of you, that's what we're interested in. Here's a barrel of wine that comes in the hands of a Kuti that is closed, and we're saying that you can't trust the Kuti. Then unless there's a seal, unless you're sure that he couldn't break the seal and forge it, we don't use the wine. See? Didn't you tell me before that if it's closed, you can rest assured that the Kuti who was watching this all along would not let an Eretz Yechavim touch it? And for the Gemara Amar Abzei, Allah Kash, Kan Be'ir, Kan Be'der, in the city, that's where the Kuti is knocked, but he wouldn't let an Eretz Yechavim touch it. But en route, when he's traveling, we're not so sure. I understand what you're saying, that in the city where people are looking, and in the city where he's about to sell it, that's where the Kuti is makbid, but how does it get to the city? If you can't trust him when he's alone on his way to the city, so even after it's in the city, you can't trust him because he had to travel to get there. So and those bottles that are in the city which you say were not makbid on, they were never en route, they were never bederach. Obviously they were, if not they wouldn't be here now. So what do I accomplish? Bederach, and Akim could have touched it. And for the Gemara, Enchanan, you have to know how it got there. When we say that we're not worried about the city, Elam Rav Yirmiyah, Dein Hagita Sheninu, we're talking about in between the areas where everyone is processing wine. Gaspin is a wine press. Now in this particular area, they're always Yidden looking at their wine. And even though you're bederach, but one never knows who's looking. Mimela, kiven the kuliyal ma'abchi, even that everyone is there, anyone could walk around. Therefore, mirtas, there's a certain fear on the kuti, who knows he wants to sell this wine, without anyone asking questions, and he would not let the akim touch it, not even bederach. So the Rashba, the Torah, Sabayis, and Mavayir, the Gemara just uses an example that was in between the areas where they pressed the wine. But the point is, a city where the only way you can get there is traveling on a road where there are always a lot of people, that's good enough. That means the Kuti is going to be looking over his back constantly and he's not going to take any chances. Now in Amud Aleph, when we said that closed ones are good, open ones are not good, and the reason that closed ones are good is because being that the Kuti knows he has to sell this, he's not going to take any chances. So Tosfos asked, as we spoke out, but closed ones had to be open at one point. The wine couldn't get in unless it was once open. And we answered Enachanami, but a yes that he knows that he's going to close it, therefore we consider those closed ones, because those are the ones that he's careful with. He doesn't want the customers to be suspicious of anything. So why, fake the Sefer Avodah Savodah, why couldn't the Gemara over here simply answer the same terrors? When we ask, well, the ones in the city, how did they get there? They also had to pass through the roads. But why can't we say the same thing? That there are bottles for the city, and then there are bottles that stay home. The bottles that stay home, they're not careful with. The bottles for the city, they are careful with, and they're even careful before they get to the city. So he stays with Tzarechin on that kasha. The other kasha that he has is that Bechlau, why is our Gemara asking for this case? This is a case of where we send wine with a kuti, and we're told that we have to be concerned. When we were told earlier that we don't have to be concerned, that's the case where the Kuti is selling his own wine. And the reason we don't have to be concerned is we know he's scared, he doesn't want to lose his customers. He'll never let an Akim touch it. Well, this case is not talking about where the Kuti is selling his own wine or bringing his own wine, the case that we're at the top of the Yamid. That's where we're using a Kuti as a shliach to bring our wine. So naturally over there I need a chaisim. It's not the Kuti's wine that he's selling. Over there he wouldn't be concerned. But what's the Gemara's kasha? So why is to be safer by this avoda? He discusses that issue. One more nakud over here before we go weiter. And again, looking at the top words over here on the Amid, the case is a shaleach chavi yishol yain biyat kuti, and then v'shul tzi v'shul merais biyat oyde kechavi. How come by the chavi yishol yain we use an example of a kuti, and by the fish sauce we use an example of an oyde kechavi? Now Rashi said that it's labdafka. The Gemara just wants to say that even by a kuti you need a chaisim. Kolshkin by an oyde kechavi you would need a chaisim. But it's mashma from Rashi, that even by Nevet Kechavim, one chaisim would do. So Rashi is learning this halacha l'fishitas Rabbi Eliezer, who says that by Yayin, one chaisim is enough. The only thing is, it doesn't say over here that the chaisim is enough. It really says a little bit more. It says, in makir chaisamai l'stumai, that not only do we have one chaisim over here, but we have to be able to recognize the chaisim. So l'chaya would come out l'fishitas Rashi, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says one chaisim is enough, that's only if I'm picking up my own wine. Or that's only if my friend knows what my chaisim looks like. On the other hand, if I am sending wine to another yid, and the other yid doesn't know what my chaisim looks like, so you don't have a yimakir chaisameh. And lefishitas Rashi, who learns this halacha according to Rabbi Eliezer, it would turn out that if you're sending wine from one party to a second party, and there's an akim in between, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, you would have to have a chaisen b'tai chaisen. The only time a chaisen is enough is if you can recognize that chaisen. But the Rebbeinu Tam doesn't learn this way. The Rebbeinu Tam learns that when our Gemara says, "Ashalei chavi yishol yain diyad kuti," it's dafka diyad kuti. It's dafka diyad kuti that we say one chaisen is enough. But this Tana holds that if it was a shalei chavi yishol yain diyad oivet kechavim, not a kuti, but an oivet kechavim, you would have to have a chaisen b'tai chaisen. And that is according to the sheet of the Rabbanan. So whether this is Rabbi Eliezer or the Rabbanan depends on if you learn like Rashi or you learn like the Beinu Tam. The Beinu Tam also would disagree that according to Rabbi Eliezer, one chaisen is not enough if the other person doesn't recognize the chaisen. And let's remember, there's no kasha from our Gemara that says over here in Makir Chaisamai, because this isn't Rabbi Eliezer according to the Beinu Tam. Tosfos also discusses in a very interesting fashion how the chasimis worked. Is Mahatosis. Tosfos explains the differences between the type of chasimis that would work Bimei Chazal, where they had Kli Cheres, and Bimei Tosfos, where they used wooden kalim. Tosfos suggests several things, like writing the letters partly on the chasim, partly on the words, so the Yakim would have a hard time aligning it afterwards. Yain Yaiser, the Tosfos. Let's see the Gemara right. Itman the Yeshiva let Galatna Nemrim. It may ma asru Sheikh Shal Oivde Kechavim. Why did they ask for beer of Oivde Kechavim? Now, where does it say that beer of Oivde Kechavim was acid? Zaktaisis, not in any Mishnah, not in any Beraisa, perhaps it was after during the days of the Amigoyim. And the Gemara just wants to know why. Rami Bar Chama, Amar of Yitzchak, Mishum Chasnis. Same concern with the Yayin Stam. Chazal asked it Mishum Bin Isaiah. Rashi says, person should not accustom himself to go to their Mishtais, to go to their parties, because as a result, the Yitain ain't of Bibitai. And the Mele Chazal say, you can't drink their beer. Rav Nachman Amar Mishim Gilu. The concern is they leave it open. Correct. The Gemara Gilu deny. At what point are you concerned that they're leaving it open? What exactly are they being megal over here? Elam Gilu Dinezai. So you're referring to the beer in the process of it being brewed in the very vessel that it's made, in the vat that it's made. Ananami Megalina. We also leave it open at that point. We have a Kaimel and Rashi explains that snakes don't drink from beer. The other the Chavita. Perhaps at the point that it's in the barrel, maybe something changes at that point where snakes do drink from it. That's not true. Ananami Magalina. We also leave it open then. Answer the Gemara Loi Tzricha. I would not need then this gzeira, according to Rav Nachman, of asking the beer Mishim Giloi, only be asked in a place to Matzlumai. What does Matzlumai mean? Sakrashi. They add water to the beer, but they want to make sure the water is clear. So they let the water sit in a barrel for a while. And that they're not marked at the cover. So when we say don't drink the beer because it was left open, it's not so much the beer, but it's the water that was left open that is added to the beer. And on water, we do say snakes drink from it. But if Rav Nachman is correct, that the reason we're geyser on the Sheikh of the Kechavim is because of Giloi, Yashant history. As the beer gets older, new phases set in. It's different. But the reality is that if there is venom in the beer, it doesn't change. The Yomar of Chanina, that's the Gersa later in the Flamet Hayamid Aleph. Yashan Mutter. Why? Because we know if there was venom inside, it wouldn't allow it to become old. For that matter, Hechmitz, wine that we took out of the vat, before even it began to ferment. If at that point it was left open, so we have to be concerned. However, if Lamaisi we see that it begins to turn into vinegar, Hechmitz, Mutter. Why? Because Ein Menichel Hechmitz, the Metzius is that if the venom was inside, it wouldn't allow it to turn into Chemitz. So if Rav Nachman is right, that the whole concern is only Gilui, so the beer should become mutter once it becomes old, and for the Gemara, Gzeri Yoshana to Chadash. You're right. Really, once it becomes old, it should be mutter. But we're concerned that if we're going to allow people to drink the old one, they're also going to drink the new one. Sakti Maravaiter of Papa, Mafkina Leila Bava de Chanusa Vishasi. If a Papa wanted to drink beer from a shop of an Avdi Kechavim, he wouldn't drink it inside, but he would take it outside. And at the door of the store, he would drink it, but not inside. Rav Achoi, Maisilei Lebeisei Vishasi. He would drink beer from an akum, but even the door wasn't far enough. He would first take it home and drink it. V'tervai Mishum Chasnus. Both of them are of the opinion that the reason not to drink beer is out of concern of Chasnus. If you're going to go to their parties, you're going to see their daughters, so there's no end to what the Yetzer Hara can do once we give him the Pesach. The only difference between Rav Papa and Rav Chai is that Rav Chai, Avid Hachaka Yaseiris, he was machik himself even a little more. He said that the storefront is not far enough. He wouldn't drink it until he took it home. We do see, however, that both Amirayim refused to drink in the base of a Kechavim. And therefore, one needs to be careful not to drink beer in a tavern or in a bar or in a base of a Kechavim. Tosfos goes on to say that if someone is staying in an inn of a Noivet Kechavim, so you could tell him this is considered base Yisrael, and he can order a beer from another Noivet Kechavim. It goes without saying that he understands that the Kalim and the Hechsher is okay. But mitzvah this in Yinuchasnes, Tosfos says, maybe then it could be argued that under those circumstances it's Beis Yisrael. For that matter, if a Noivet Kechavim comes to the house of the Yid, you can offer him a beer. Mishum Eza. Essentially, Tosfos goes on to say, that Be'ekroi Bi'alma, you could drink a beer together with an Ak. What Chazal asked over here is a Kfiyas. To go to a Beis Hakam or a house that is miyuchad lazeh and to join them for a deal on a regular basis. Here is the Gzeir of Chasmas. Furthermore, Taisa says this Gzeir includes all types of beer, whether it is Sheikha Shal Tumorim or Sheikha Shal Tfuah. Taisa also deals with the issue of Bishalakim in regard to beer. Taisa says that is not a problem, even though the beer is made out of Tfuah, but Lamayansa, you don't make a Barimina Mazinus on the beer, you make a Shehakel. Why? Because the Tfuah is bottled to the water. It's more involved than just simple bittel, but the idea is that for whatever reason we make a shahakal, not a barimina mezainis on beer, is also a reason that the cooking of the tefuah is not negayah to us in terms of the final product. And therefore, bishalakim is not a shayla, but chasness and attitude is a tremendous shayla. If you do a famous maisa that the Belzer Rav once called in one of his chasidim, who was going on a business trip in Chalamayid, having a ruling that was a davara of it, and he told them, but I want you to be makbid on your lavush. I want you to wear your Shabbos tikka lavush. And the lavush of Chasidim was wearing a bekash and a shtraimel, and he felt uncomfortable. He said, he doesn't understand why the Rebbe makes such a point of this. He also pointed out that he has to do business with princes and so on. But why? Says Chalamayid Pesach, and the Rav insisted. Eventually, he engaged in a long, drawn-out business deal. So involved with seeing the plans for that particular contract that they worked almost until the morning. They were so excited that they had struck the deal and settled that someone had brought out beers. And this Yid, also happy, involved and tired, accepted a mug of beer. Instinctively, he reached for his hat in order to make a shahako. And then he felt the fur of his shtraimel instead of the usual feel of his hat. And he wondered, why am I wearing a shtraimel today? Then he said, Gewalt, it's Chalamayid Pesach. If not for that shtraimel, he would have been over the Yisrael Chantz. Lamaisa, however, despite the warnings of Chasnas and beer, we're more lax with beer than we are with Pasachim. Why? By Pasachim, there's no special heter of eating it in your house. And over here, we find that these two Amirayim, that as long as they took it out of the store, it's muter. Now, the Ravid answers that there is no independent Gzeir of Sheikha, that the Gzeir of Sheikha only stems from the Gzeir of Yayin. But we're scared if he drinks beer, he's going to drink wine, and through the wine it'll lead to chasmas, and that's what we're more makel with the beer. The Rambam disagrees with the Ravid. The Rambam says the Gzeir of Pas is also only as an extension of the wine. Now, Pita Mushmana Mushim Yainan, the Gemara says so beseirish. So the Chayyid stuck a pell on the Ravid. How could the Ravid say that beer, that's only an extension of the gzeir of wine, but bread has nothing to do with the wine? When the Gemara says Beferish Olpita Mushmana Mishum Yena, the Seder Yaakov explains that it could be the Ravid learns pshat in that Olpita Mushmana Mishum Yena differently than the gzeir of beer. Pita Mushmana Mishum Yena means that there is a chash, I'm going to sit down and eat bread with the Yaakov, and if I eat his bread and I eat his shem, then he's going to offer me a drink of wine, and once I drink the wine, that's going to lead to chasness. So the Alpita Mushmana Mishum Yenam is much more directly connected to the wine. The bread is going to lead to drinking wine. That's not how the Gzeira of beer works, according to the Ravid. We're not scared that after drinking several glasses of beer, you're going to want to drink wine. Adarabah. If you're drinking beer right there and then, you're probably not going to drink wine afterwards. But the Chash is, today he's drinking beer, and tomorrow he's going to come and drink wine. So it's different in the Gzeira of Pas. The Gzeir of Pas is going to drink the wine along with the Pas. The Gzeir of beer is, once he gets used to going to the tavern, the next time he's going to drink wine. That is why the Ravid says that the Gzeir of beer is independent of the Yayin. And the Mela will more make with it by saying that he could take it home and drink it, or he could take it out of the store and drink it. Biran tells us a different svara, where Chazal were more machmer with pas than with beer. He says that pas is mais enoshim. Under normal circumstances, the women were the ones who baked the bread. So if we're going to be Matya Pasakim, there's the Gzair of Chasnes. He's going to go there to get a piece of bread. She'll bake a good piece of bread and she'll bring it over to the Yid. However, by beer, which is not Maisa Noshim, we weren't as Machmir. That's the Svar of the Rat. The Gra, in Yeridei Yisrael Simen Kov Chav Gimel, says, what Tosis has told us at the beginning of our Sugya, we don't find any Mishnah or any Beraisa that discusses this Gzair of beer, Mishnah Chasnes. It was a later Gzair of the Amiroyim. And the Amiroyim patterned the Gzeira differently, in a different fashion. Chazal asked, Yain Stam, so the wine is Aser, it doesn't make a difference where you drink it. The beer, however, wasn't Aser in that manner. The beer was only Aser in terms of a person going into a tavern, going on a regular basis every night to have a beer with his friend, the Akum, next door. That's how Chazal said, when it comes to beer, it's going to lead to Chasnes. But you can't figure right from this as the Gra that any other type of Iser Chasnes, like wine or so on, should be Mutter if you don't eat it in the house of the Yaakov. This is the Lashon of the Rambam in Perek Yitzayin of Hilchos Macholos Asuras Halacha Tesimchav. The Chazal Asru Lishtoi Simoi Afilu B'mokam She'ein Lachish Liayin Nesach. And he goes on to say, Ketzad Lo Yishto Adam Epechon should not drink the Mesidah Shogayim. When the Goyim get together to have a party, a Yid does not belong there drinking. The apple pishahu yayin mevusho, even though technically the wine may be cooked. Oisha yeshaisa mikhalev levadi, he's drinking from his own kalim, and therefore he feels that technically he has avoided the yisro stam yayin. He is still not allowed to go to the mesivah sa'akim and drink. Vimhoye roiva mesiba yisrael mutter, even though there is an akim there drinking. The ain shaisen shecha shalahet. And he goes on to say the Eina Oser, Ela B'moka Mechiras. Like Al Gemara told us, only in the place where it's sold, Avalim Hevi, Hashech Ela Beisai, and he drinks it over there, it is Mutter. Now the second din we saw over here in Al Gemara. Where does the first din come from? Where does the Rambam get the Halacha from? That even if the wine is cooked, and technically there's no Shnayel of Stam Yayin, the Yid has no right to drink it, B'mesibas Akam, by a party of Akam. So the Kesef Mishnah says that the Makar is a Gemara and Dav Chesem et Al, where there was Mavuyer, that an Akum that makes a party for his son, even if a Yid brings his own food, it is us. But the Mepharshim ask a Kasha, because it's Mashim from that Gemara, that the Yisr is only if it's a Chasana, and according to some Shitas, the Yisr is only that the guy is going to go and be Moided to his Avodah Zarah because of that. So Adirabah, from there it's Mashim that if it's not an Asuyin, or there's no Chash Avodah Zarah, it would be Mutter. So what is the makar for the Rambam's psak? The one is not permitted to drink even wine that is technically not under the gzeira of Stam Yayin. Incidentally, the lashon of the Torah is afilu shar mashkin also lishtas b'mesibas akim. He doesn't even mention wine. What is the makar for that halacha? Others explain that's what the Rambam understood what the Gemara means. Well, yena mishum b'neseyim. In simple terms, the Gemara is telling us assess the situation. If circumstances are such that the Mishum B'nei Seyim is Nageya, so we're not interested in the technicalities, whether it's Yayin Mavushal or not. Either Nambam himself said that if you add some honey to the wine, it is Mutter L'shtoy Seyim Ha'akum, which we spoke at earlier with the Rosh Afrol Zakashas and the Rambam and the other Rishonim discuss it. But isn't the Rambam himself telling us that sometimes it is Mutter? And the answer is that if there is Mutter with one Akum, L'fishita Saramba, but not the Mesibas Akum. And the technicalities of a party are discussed in the Paiskim. The Rambam says, with Roy Zakum it's also, with Roy Yisrael it's Mutter. The Prichadish is done over here. What is the Allah of its Mechtzal Mechtzal, half eaten and half Goyin? He's Medamit to the Shiloh of whether you can make a Bari Moyer Yesh. If there are half Yidden and half of the Gechadim sitting around and there's a fire lit over there, you're not sure whether the fire was lit during Shabbos or after Shabbos. The Seder Yaakov suggests that perhaps the Kavana of the Yisr over here is Dafka for intoxicating beverages. That's where it's shayach the gzeir of chasnas. Water or tea or things of that nature, l'chayre, he says, of a tzarchi and ladina, that would be mutter. He also declares that hayos the toisvis seems to have given us a little bit of a leeway. In regard to the beer, if it's not the kfiyas, but it happens that a yid is staying over in an inn at night, and that's his basis, b'derech akroi, or he happens to be together with an akum, it's mutter as long as he doesn't do it the kfiyas, could that also be a heter for the other mashkin? They're now included over here in this type of chasnas iser, besides for wine itself. That, of course, as we explained, is also regardless. Now, where does the Rambam get the part of the halacha that if there's Rav Yisrael there, it's mutter? It's what the Gemara told us earlier, that Shmuel and Avlait were sitting together. Avlait was an Akam, and they brought wine. Avlait, out of their cheres to the halachis of Yain Stam, wanted to make sure he doesn't touch the wine, and Shmuel told him that in that particular instance it wasn't necessary. So we see that as long as it's not an official mesiba and it's not wine, then it's mutter. The Michal Zalazar once said that we learn from all the halachis of Pasakim and Bishalakim and so on, how the danger of chasnas and kilev is so great if people sit down and eat and drink together. So we have to look at the positive aspect of that, and that is when you sit down and eat and drink together with the right people, with Yirei Shemayim, that here there's the good kind of chasnas. Here's the kind of kilev that we want in terms of what we can be mekabel from others, if they're the right people, and in terms of how we can be mekarev other yidden by drawing them closer to ourselves, by inviting them for a meal, and so on.